Gemara just mentioned very, very briefly, a machloikis tanon, whether it's a schus for an eved to go free, or whether it's a choy for an eved to go free. Now, the man domet that holds that it's a schus for an eved to go free is easy. You want to be an eved kanani, or do you want to be a free man? Obviously, it's a schus for an eved to go free. The man domet that holds that it's a choy for an eved to go free, who, by the way, is Reb Meir in the first parak of Masechtas Gittin. So the reason is because avdev efkeir nichale. Although it's true that when an eved kanani goes free, he's free, but he also becomes a yid, and he's also bound now by tayyak mitzvahs. And eved kanani is still an eved kanani. He's still a kanani b'mikzas. Avdev efkeir nichale. The Gemara fleshes out this idea a little bit more in depth in the first parak of Masechtas Gittin. But the point is, as a machloikis, whether it's a schos for an eved to go free, or whether it's a choy for an eved to go free. So b'meshach the yaren, we've spoken out two groysa oris that the achrayim talk about that relate to this machloikis, whether it's a schos for an eved to go free, or whether it's a choy for an eved to go free. The first is Reb Kivega's kasha. Kivega asks the kasha that it's mavur in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that just like a person can make a shliach lahilacha to be megarish's wife, a person can make a shliach lahilacha to be meshachrer his eved kanani. How could you make a shliach to be meshachrer eved kanani? We know the Gemara says a meshachrer avdoi oiver baaseh, which means that shichrer by definition is an avera. If that's the case, ain't shliach ledvar avera. So how could a person make a shliach to be meshachrer his eved kanani? Why don't we say ain't shliach ledvar avera? If you remember, Reb Itzik Hamburger, in his epic exchange that he had with the Noida Yehuda, in terms of understanding how exactly Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira works, Rabbi Itzchak Hamburger held that Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira just means that the Aveira doesn't go over B'shlichos. But whatever it is that you were trying to do, the Kinyan, the Gerishin, the Kedushin, the Mekach HaMemker, of course that's going to be Chal. Noida Yehuda said Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira means that the Shlichos is bottle, and as a result you have nothing. So Rabbi Itzchak Hamburger brought Kama V'Kama Rayas, close to 15 Rayas, and one of his Rayas was Rabbi Kiveger's kash. It was Mechavin to Reb Kiveger. And he said that Lechura, from here you see that the way Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira works is only that the Aveira doesn't go over B'shlichos, but the Etzem Kinyan happens. Because if not, it's Shver Reb Kiveger's kash. How could you ever make a Shliach to be Mishnacher and Eved? Lechura, it should always be a problem of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, because I'm a Shachar Abda Oiv de Baze. So Bishloim said, Rabbi Tzakel Hamburg, if you're going to tell me that Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira doesn't mean that the Shechar is Nachal, all it means is that Aveira doesn't go over. Okay, so at the end of the day, you can have the Shlichos. Slap on the wrist, you weren't supposed to do it, you're never supposed to be Meshachar Revit. But at the end of the day, you want to know why there's a parish of Shlichos, Ayat Ledvar Aveira, because Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira doesn't mean there's no Shlichos. It just means that Aveira doesn't go over B'shlichos. But if you're going to say, like the Noida Yehuda wrote in his Chuvas, that Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira means that the whole shlichus is not a shlichus, how could you be meshachar and eved al yidei shliach? It's always going to be a problem of ein shlichus v'arveir. But the Noida Yehuda responded to Rabbi Itzchak Hamburger, and he gave him a very posh teretz. He said, "Kush yezu mevi lidei gichoch." Right? This question makes me laugh. It makes me smile. Kinega said the same exact teretz to this kasha, and that is that although it's true I'm meshachar avdoi over baasei, but there are times that you're allowed to be meshachar and eved. For example, the Gemara says the Rabbi Eliezer was once trying to put together a minyan and they were missing a tzeinta. So he said, no, but the last prayer he went that he was meshachar his eved kanani. Frank, the Gemara, how are you allowed to be meshachar eved kanani? Ah, yeah, meshachar avdoi. The terrace is mitzvah shani. This was a mitzvah, and because this was a mitzvah, this was something that you're allowed to do. Incidentally, the Rosh Alatar asks the Kasha, and that is that, I don't understand, a Meshacher Avdoi Ever Basay is an Issadei Raisa. Rabbi Eliezer was being Meshacher, his Eved Kanani, why? Because he needed a Sainta for a minion. Minion is a derabanan. Yishtadol, the Mechaber says, right? But it's a derabanan. Where's the Negei a minion for a Dindei Raisa? Says the Rosh, I think that maybe this was Shabbos, and it wasn't just Shabbos. It was Parsha Zocher. Parsha Zocher, there's a mitzvah deiraisa to read the Parsha of Amalek, and as a result, the Taku was a din deiraisa. Incidentally, we've spoken about this Gemara so many times for different reasons. Number one, you see, it could be mafker on Shabbos. So Pasha, you could do hefker on Shabbos. Mechach Mefker is also on Shabbos. Mechatesi, you could be mafker on Shabbos. This is a grace araya that maybe you could be mafker on Shabbos, because if you could be mashacher on Shabbos, then it certainly makes sense, chura, that you could be mafker on Shabbos as well. Another eerie that we've spoken about this is that the Chidah brings that the Yaldusa, he heard a kasha from a Baldarshin who said that we know the Chamtzvi had a shayla whether a goylem is mitztarif to a minion. right? Is a goy b'mitzdarf to a minyan. He said he once heard a grois svardish about darshan. He said a chaver raya, because the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer had no choice. He needed a tzeinta. So what did he do? He was meshachar zevet. I am meshachar abdo ever basay, but mitzvah shani. He had no choice. He says I understand. What was the problem? He should have made a goylem, right? If the maral can make a goylem, Rabbi Eliezer can make a goylem. So he says how come he didn't go and he make a goylem? Oh, the teretz is a goylem is not mitzdarf to a minyan. Maybe the only time you can make a goylem was an erev Shabbos. That was the teretz of the Pardes Yosef. There's a lot here. Come over. But either way, that's the first aura that we're not talking about. The second aura is that the Maritzchias is kasha. Maritzchias asks that we know that in Eved Kenani is the Yotze B'Shem V'Ayin, right? If Odoin, he knocks out the tooth of his Eved Kenani, or he causes him to be blind, or he chops off one of his other Chav Dalid Roshei Yevarim. So the Aloch is in Eved Kenani is Yotze B'Shem V'Ayin or B'Chav Dalid Yevarim. Incidentally, why is in Eved Kenani Yotze B'Shem V'Ayin? So the Medrash says, you should not bring it alatar in Parshas Noach. It's because how did Kenan become an Eved? It's related to the fact that the pasuk says Vayar. He saw after Noach got drunk. Vayisko ba'oil. The pasuk says Vayagilech. Right, Chum saw and he went and he told his brothers, and as a result, Chum son Kenan is the one that ends up being cursed. Or Kenan Eved Yil. Lomoy, right? He's always going to be a slave. But the point is, it came because of Vayar. He saw Noach in this compromised state. Vayaged, and he told. So the Ayin was Nichshal, and the Shein was Nichshal, the mouth anyways. And it's for that reason that in Eved is Yotze, B'Shein V'Ayin. I'm afraid the Maritz Chiyos. The Bishloim, if you're going to tell me, Yischusu L'Eved Yotze L'Cheiros, I understand. And Eved Kenan is Yotze, B'Shein V'Ayin. Okay, it's a good thing. He just got bruised. Memela. That's the silver lining. At the end of the day, Yisurim HaMechaper, you're going to end up going free. If, however, it's chayvu le'evet shen yoytzel l'cheiros, and now you're just adding insult to injury, literally, right? You're telling the person that, number one, you just got bruised, you were injured, you lost your shein v'ayin, and now on top of that, we're going to go ahead and make a chayv. So zok, b'tzvi yeshchai is bishloim, if you hold chusu le'evet, I understand the methodology, the pshutai shal mikra of shein v'ayin. But if you're going to tell me chayvu le'evet, so why would you do something like this? So he says a teretz nifla. He says that the Gemara says that the only time, it's a chlokes tana, a person is Yoytze B'Shem V'Ayin, is only if the Odin had Kavana to be Mazik his Eved Kenani. If, however, it happened, Shaloi B'Kavana, so then the Allah is, it's not going to be a problem. He once spoke out of word for Absham Shem Astropola on the Gemara Masechtas Chagigadav. Hey, Amaral, fine, John. But the point is that the only time an Eved Kenani is Yoytze L'Cheiris, if it was Daito L'Hazik, if the only time is Yoytze L'Cheiris, if it's Daito L'Hazik, says the Marat Tzchias, that even Rameir that holds Chayvu L'Eved Yoytze L'Cheiris, that's if he has an Avdoin that's taking good care of him. An Adoin that treats him like a mensch, the way he's supposed to, l'chatchila, then it's going to be okay. If, however, the Adoin is daitai lahazik, then avadam, you're living with a shara mu'id, an adam mu'id la'olam, then there's no question in the world that it's going to be a schus, as asort eved, and a chanam, yischusu l'eved, that's why he's talking yoytze b'shem v'ayin.